Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
All right, my friends, it is time for our weekly trip to a nation on this very planet, Earth. This week, we're going to Swaziland. That's right, the land of Swaz. It is one of the smallest countries in Africa, so if you don't know it, that's quite all right. You will get to know it over the next half an hour or so. A nation of roughly 1 million humans, probably some animals as well. It is a kingdom. There is still a king, although it does have a parliament. Every 5 years, there's a parliament that is voted in. But the king remains the head of state, the man under control. His name is Mswati III. And it is, yes, a country that, as well as other countries in southern Africa, was under British control for the early 20th century. They achieved independence in 1968. It is a fairly modern nation even before that. Only in the 18th century or 19th century did it kind of become a distinct monarchy and separate from South Africa. So it is to the east of South Africa, surrounded by South Africa on most sides, but to the east, it shares a border with Mozambique as well. So a country very, very small, only 100 or so kilometers from north to south, 200 kilometers north to south and 130 kilometers east to west. But nonetheless, a very diverse climate there. There's a mountainous region very high up, so quite cool, and then hot and dry savanna down low. So lots of diversity there. If you want cool, if you want hot, go to Swaziland. There's an ethnic population of Swazis. Their language is Siswati, and you'll hear some of that language here on this program. Some all sorts of stuff. Some old folk music, some gospel disco, some hip-hop, some reggae. So I try to cover all the bases, give you a mixture of traditional stuff that is indigenous to this country, and also stuff that has been influenced by outside countries. So lots of South African influence on Swaziland. Of course, South Africa is the big guy down there. And yeah, I like to highlight the mixing of styles, the so-called globalization. But you know, it's not always I'm not going to get into it. It's not always a bad thing. There's great cultural exchange going on. I'm going to start off with a traditional track from Swaziland. This is recorded sometime between 55 and 1958. This is simply credited to Swati Men. So they didn't have a band name, but this is a very cool vocal track where it sounds like the voices are whooshing around the microphone, coming and going like what, something like that. They do it better than me. It's a track called Miekelen Alom Kala Kubeka. We are diving into the music of Swaziland. I hope you enjoy the ride as much as I do. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yeah.
Beautiful music from the Lubombo region of Swaziland. That was a group called Bobo Brothers and the track Mkwenyane. And that was from a compilation called the Lubombo Community Radio Fundraiser. And as I'm speaking to you from the airwaves of a community radio station, CJSF, located in Burnaby, this is a very interesting an important project that is ongoing. And so right now I'm featuring music of Swaziland, and in Swaziland there's no community radio station, but there's an initiative to create one. And apparently, well, it seems complicated, but there are restrictions. The radio station is, the national radio station, SBIS, is very state-controlled, still a monarchy in Swaziland, and it operates as an arm of government, so there is quite a bit of government censorship, and basically, yeah, community radio is non-existent there. There's a big initiative to allow that to exist, but restrictions against it, so yeah, there's also a very outdated media bill from 1962 still operating, and so this group in Lubombo, Swaziland, are trying to create a community radio station, and this is this album showcasing some of the bands from that region is a sort of fundraiser. So if you want to help support the initiative to have a community radio station in Swaziland, then you know, buy this record. It's on Bandcamp, so you can just search Bandcamp and Lubombo Community Radio. That's Lubombo, Lubombo Community Radio, and all proceeds go towards purchasing equipment, radio equipment, which is not cheap. It certainly isn't. I witnessed that myself. These microphones do not cost a penny. They cost several million dollars. Not quite that much, but yeah. A lot of facilities, a lot of equipment needed to start a radio station, and I wish them all the luck in Swaziland to make that happen. So that was, again, the Bobo Brothers. Great song, amazing bass. Before that, a group called Sweet Swazi Sounds, a track, Yellow. So that's some classic guitar music in all of Southern Africa. Kwaito is a style from South Africa and Swaziland right next door. So not these bands in Swaziland didn't achieve the exposure that South African bands did, but nonetheless, similar style of music. Before that, I played a beautiful traditional vocal track, simply credited to Swati men, but I'm going to call them Master Wooshers because of the way they seemingly dance around the microphone. Like, maybe it's just them raising their voices, but I don't know. It's such a cool effect in that track. And the track was called Miekelen Alom Kala Kubeka. I'm improving every time I say these words. So there you go, a track from 1950s. And next I'm going to play, a very unusual track. You've probably heard gospel music before. Gospel music, by the way, Swaziland, about 80% Christian, so very high population of people who listen and sing gospel music. So you've heard gospel, you've heard techno music, but have you heard gospel techno music? Is that a yes? Well, even if you have, I'm sure you'll find this amusing and amazing. So here is a group called Mkanweni Christ Ambassadors on Wandering Rhythms. Hallelujah. Hey, nibona.
Can cool this a revolution. One day the rich coffee mash at the land. Sing, what you are gonna do when the fire a go blaze?
Where you gonna run now? Where you gonna hide?
Where you are gonna run when the fire a go burn?
Blazing fire, it's a blazing fire.
What you are gonna do when the fire a go burn?
Where you gonna run? Say where you gonna hide?
Where you are gonna run when the fire a go blaze?
Blazing fire, it's a blazing fire.
I want to evangelize Selassie Ija. Rastafari is the Almighty. Sin, hear this. Now hear me, now hear me. More fire, I go blaze to the maximum. Me body now they get to them, I call it a slum. Blaze a conjure herb and me never leave none. Me pass it to your daughter, watch me pass it to Tony. Now they get to them, I call it a slum. Blaze a conjure herb and me never leave none. Me pass it to your daughter, watch me pass it to your son. It don't matter where you walk, it don't matter where you come from. Pakistan city, that woman's in a city. Get to liberty and the Rasta liberty. Who me jump on the mic, Rasta man wants a more. DJ pan the mic, everybody pan the floor. It's a
ragamuffin patina this was his style. Ikamalga sala singene nongele ngangathi umlilo kasha uya futhi malangapi. Brimstone man fire pan Babylon style. So where you are go run, so where you are go ride. Babylon fall and Rasta man rise. 2009 open my takeover.
That was Daddy Rich Fire Pondem, some reggae out of Swaziland. And before that, you heard